Tasha Depp joins us now. She's an artist whose paintings explore vision in both a physical and psychological sense. And in addition to continuing her own artistic practice, she teaches art at Columbia Green Community College, I believe. And we are very happy to welcome her to the broadcast. Welcome, Tasha.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Okay. through thick and thin, we have made it. Well, to begin, this is the fifth Catskill Artist Studio and Gallery Tour. It is taking place, as I mentioned, this weekend, the 8th and 9th of September. It's running, I believe, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. both days.
That's right.
I also believe that there is a preview show happening on Friday, the 7th, at the M Gallery here in Catskill.
Yes, the M Gallery is on Main Street, and anyone is invited to come to that preview party. There will be works by most of the artists. We'll put at least one, maybe small work, in that gallery space, so people could get a taste of what they could go see the next 2 days. And one other thing I'd like to say is people should feel free to even just only come to the preview party. They don't have to feel obligated. This is a nice thing about the studio tours. They can come for a couple hours on Saturday, or they could go to all 20-some studios, you know?
Yes. Do you have any other... what time do you know what time the gallery thing opens?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That is 6 to 8. Let me check that. Yeah. Six to eight.
So that's
six
on
to
Friday.
Eight on
the
Friday
7th.
Night.
Okay. Now, this being the fifth year of this tour, I'm assuming that, to the best of your knowledge, the event has been a success, and it's continuing to grow.
Yes,
yeah.
It is
continuing
to grow.
You've been involved for a number of years.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And each year we get a few more guests, which is really nice. I'm trying to think what to say about that. It's nice just to have, you know, I often have lots of friends come and then people I don't know. And it's just really nice for artists to have new people come into their studio to see their work. So anyone is invited. You could just even come to a couple of the studios on either Saturday or Sunday, or you could really make a whole weekend of trying to get to every single studio.
That sounds like an event, definitely.
I was going to ask a question.
Go ahead, Jill.
Well, let's say you don't really have a car or a means to get there. Should there be some sort of, I don't know, carpooling situation?
Effort. A carpooling effort.
Absolutely.
That's a really good idea. I am not sure anyone's volunteering to do that, but it is a good idea. It would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice, especially going. I know Matt Vua's place is way out there, so I don't know. Some of us without vehicles.
Well, this should be perhaps a suggestion made to the board that runs the council that is running the artist tour, perhaps for next year. I think you should draw up a little proposal, Jill. I think that's a really good idea, actually. I do, because that makes a lot of sense.
No, it wouldn't be that hard to organize. The thing to keep in mind is that the organizing force behind this artist studio tour is a poor, lowly group of artists. And David Griffin, who puts a lot of energy into it, but it's all volunteer. There's no real funding behind it, so it's... Don't expect a Trailways bus pulling out of Catskill.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was just putting out the idea of carpooling.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be really cool.
Or even riding on the handlebars of a bicycle, perhaps. That could work.
Well, ecologically, it's a very smart idea because it's ridiculous to have people all going from A to B to C in a row when they could gang up in cars together. I'm sure most people would think that was a good idea.
Yeah, perhaps you could even just simply schedule one or two times during either of the days where you could have a situation where everyone could pile into a van or something, so everyone could fend for themselves normally, but at least once or twice there could be just a roundabout. That's not a bad idea, Jill, at all, definitely. But in the context of visiting studios and homes and all, what does this opportunity to visit a working artist's place of residence and work, what does it bring to the plate for a guest, actually?
Well, the interesting thing is that each location will be very, very, very different. Like, Jill, I know you told me you've been to Matt Bua's place. That is really a special place where he's sort of hand-built all this architecture way out in the woods. I live, actually, my studio is very close to Matt, but my situation is an old farmhouse. My studio is in a former carriage house kind of thing, barn, little barn. And so at my place, you see open fields and mountain vistas, and you see you have the opportunity to purchase organic raspberries, because we have tons of raspberry bushes that are really prolific right now. So each artist's place is really a different kettle of fish. I think then there are the ones that are in town where you might, I'm thinking specifically of, you know, you might be in somebody's little storefront and there's no outdoors to speak of exactly. So each situation is very, very different.
They all sound very exciting. I can't wait to see them all.
Yeah, when we get the bus.
We'll find a way.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. So, Tasha, as far as being a local artist, what do you think you this area of the country allows you or any other artist to achieve? I mean, you were talking just a second ago about your vista being sort of hills and open fields, whereas Matt is kind of buried up in the woods, as it were. I mean, and I'm sure of the 15 or more other people, there are artists who are here in town, or they're further afield. Mm-hmm. What do you think this all brings for each artist, if you just could?
I think there's, you know, I hate to make generalizations, but I think it would be safe to say that most of the artists here are really happy to they're involved in some way with the natural setting. That's a safe way to say it. Mm-hmm. So that some people might even be quite politically oriented about the natural setting. Other people might just find it personally inspiring. So that is probably a safe generalization. But I would like to emphasize that there is such, it's such a disparate group of people that it's very hard to make a blanket generalization, but I just think it's safe to say that a lot of people are here because of the natural setting or in relation to it. They're working in relation to it.
All right, then. Well, on a personal level, how does your art then reflect a local mood, if in fact it does?
Well, I'm going to answer that by sort of saying that at one point I lived in New York City and I found myself making paintings on canvas of nature, but at the time I felt I needed a sort of conceptual political excuse to make those paintings, so I made paintings of trash in the landscape, like little close-ups of pieces of trash. And then eventually I landed up here and I slowly moved away from needing that excuse of the trash in the landscape, and now I'm exploring just painting what's out there, the landscape, as divergent as that can be. You know, it's just as crazy as the trash is. So that's kind of personally maybe an answer to that question, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've noticed from your website that you work in a variety of mm-hmm. mediums. I mean, you do some painting on digital photography and mm-hmm. some drawing, and there's a wide range of stuff. So to be specific, what would someone visiting your studio expect to see this weekend besides a surfeit of raspberries, delicious raspberries?
They would see, actually, it's kind of funny, they will see some actual piles of trash in my studio, which is kind of embarrassing, but that's why I have a studio.
Or at materials least for future.
Yes, yeah. Materials. And at least it's no longer in bags in my attic, so that's a relief. But I actually I'll use the word kind of play in the trash sometimes, because I get a lot of ideas from it. It's a lot of different colors and textures and sizes and shapes. And so I'm always kind of thinking about the trash. But anyway, they would see some paintings on trash that are on the wall. But this year, I'd say I'm emphasizing the drawings that you mentioned. I've been doing a lot of drawing this year, so I'm planning to pin those up, actually, this afternoon when I go back. And some of them are just regular old drawings on paper, and then others, I have some drawings on maps and on other kinds of found paper objects. So, and then I also have a couple paintings on canvas, so it'll be a few different things they could expect to see.
Now, you've described yourself as an incorrigibly creative person, at least in an earlier interview that I found. Can you elaborate on this? Is this part of this process why there's piles of garbage?
Yes,
waiting?
I can.
Is that the rationale?
I think when I described myself as incorrigibly creative, I was probably thinking about how I don't just restrict my creativity to making art, but my whole aspects of my lifestyle are almost impossibly creative. Like homeschooling four kids is really, really creative, and I'm very proud of doing it, and it's really fun and really interesting and creative and exciting. But it, as you can imagine, takes time, takes creative time into a whole nother arena away from my art time. So I'm constantly balancing these. Even growing the raspberries is very, very creative, but you should try being alone picking, 100 feet of raspberry bushes by yourself, which is sometimes what happens to me. So,
wow.
Those are some examples.
Yeah. And I also read, so one of four kids homeschooled.
Yes.
Yeah. And one of them has gone off to college. Yeah.
Animation school, oh. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And he's asking me, right, the reason I was a little tardy getting here was I was helping him a little with advice about his animation. So it goes, the homeschooling thing goes on
it
and
continues.
On,
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yes. Parenting, I guess, for everybody does.
Right. So to wrap things up, how can our listeners get more information about This Weekend, to your knowledge? I know that there's a website. I believe it's, let me just double check, www.catskillartistour.
Yes, let's do that again. It's www.catskillartistour.com.
Right, one word, just
Catskill Artists Tour.
And that'll have a listing of all of the artists that are going on. I mean, I'm not sure. Was there a map on there as well?
There's actually a listing of it on the GCCA website. Also,
the Green County Council of the Arts.
Yes, the Green County Council of the Arts website. And I believe on the Catskill website as well.
Oh, the village of Catskill?
Yes.
Okay.
So participants, if you know where any one studio is, anyone participating, and I could recite the names if we want to know, you can just go there, and a lot of the artists will have maps available in their studios, we're hoping. And then, people can get maps, I think, at the Thomas Cole House, too.
Right, they'll be prepared.
They will be prepared.
So
they're organized.
Start at the Cole House, and then you make your way across.
But you don't have to start at the Cole House, but that is a nice, organized way to start, yes.
And you, yourself, as I mentioned, you have a website, and
you can
talk a little bit about that and just to direct people to it.
My website is www.tashadep.com. And I'm actually in the process of, I'm completely remodeling it with the help of my son, Leo. So in a couple of, don't look for a couple of days, and it'll be really special.
Okay, but if you're desperate, there's still something there. It's not just a placeholder full of advertisements.
Yes.
It's a real goodness.
Yeah, it has a lot of my artwork on it.
Yeah,
and
it's very nice. I thought it looked pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
I really did.
Wait till you see the new one.
I can't. Tasha Depp. So I thank you for joining us here at WGXE again, the 5th Catskill Artist Studio and Gallery Tour taking place this weekend, September 8th. And September 9th. It runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The opening reception preview show this Friday, the 7th of September, at the M Gallery right here on Main Street. And we in Catskill, and we determined that's about from 6 to 8. Okay. And I'm sure those information posted on the events page here at wgxc.org as well, plus the Green County Council of the Arts page, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tasha Depp, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and we'll be back. Thank you, Jill, also for assisting, and some music from the Botanescu Quartet. And we'll be back with more things as soon as we figure out what those things may be here at WGXC. Well, as always.